This is what happens when you think outside the box.
Bro, there goes the finish, you shall not give. God is a huge part of who I am.
So basically, 2 + 2 equals egg.
I just remember one time in high school, they told us it was not convenient to play football.
Shido by day at SF at night.
But your pastor is not your daddy.
As a Nigerian, you're born with 5 to 10 aunties and uncles by default.
Sorry for your life.
It's gonna be vibes.
It's display.
I don't think they're ready.
Welcome, guys. Hey, guys. How is everyone doing? Welcome to another episode of the Unsaid Podcast. It's great to have you guys listening, as always. How's everyone doing, man? Trust everyone had an amazing week. My week was, well, I had a tough week, man. My week was in the mud, if I could be honest. But I hope everyone had a better week. Obviously, work was crazy. Work was crazy, man. Like, I literally was at dinner yesterday with someone. A couple of friends, actually, I should say. And I almost fell asleep because of work. I was so tired, man. I felt really bad. I feel like all this 30 plus guys. Imagine me falling asleep at dinner. Anyways, my week was crazy, man. And I hope everyone else had an amazing week. This is the week where we get paid usually, so hopefully everyone gets alerts as they should. By the way, happy Children's Day, guys. I see the demographic on my podcast list, on the listeners, right? And I think the oldest is probably like 30, if I'm correct. So there's people like from 18 to like, no, oldest is in their 40s, right? So there's 30 to 40. Okay, oldest is probably somewhere in the 40s, right? But like, it starts from like 16, 17 up to like 40. That's the demographic I have. So if you're younger than 30, happy Children's Day. Still a child, but not a child, but at least still a small picking. Once you get to 30, no happy Children's Day for you. You're on your own. All these 30 plus guys. Mm-mm. But from 18 to 30, happy Children's Day. Hope you guys got credit alerts from your parents. Hope you guys bought ice cream. All those, you know, usual vibes. Happy Children's Day to you guys. The rest of you, nothing for you. Anyway, so it was a great week for me. Stress week, like I was saying, and I hope everyone else had a better week than I did. Quick recap from the last episode with Tito. Tito has finally put in his resignation letter. I'm super proud of the guy, to be fair. And I'll keep you. I promise that I'll keep you guys updated as things progress, and I promise him that I will. And I'm going to have him come back again so he can talk about the whole process. But just so you guys can know, like he said he was going to put his resignation letter in, and he's done that. So shout out Tito. Praying and hoping for the best for you. Just going to read a quick email that I got from someone. This is probably like 20th of May. Just going to read, it's quite long, but I felt like it's good for me to read these emails just so that you can know people actually interact. Getting feedback from people is like the best thing ever. Like, usually it helps me, it gives meaning to what I do, always does. And yeah, so I think this email was it touched me in a way. And also, just so you guys can know that, you know, there's people who are out here giving feedback, and it helps to make things that I say more effective, helps me to be more relatable, and just keeps me on track. So this email goes, "Hi, Adi. First things first, thank you for dropping another podcast episode." Wow, what a shade. Wow. She goes, "While listening, it occurred to me that I didn't consider that you might be going through stuff when I was thinking about podcast therapy. My bad. How are you feeling? I'm sorry about the things you've been through, but it's also great to know that you've been able to come up with lots of great ways to navigate depression and mental health issues. Honestly, this is probably the most relatable podcast I've listened to from you. I don't think people realize how intoxicating depression is. It's almost like you sink so far that you know what to do, but to feel. You know what to do to feel better, but you don't want to. Which is why solitude has to be checked, especially when you're dealing with things. But I think my biggest takeaway from all of this would be that you should always be honest with yourself." And that's facts. I think that's when the healing process truly starts. Maybe because it's really difficult, or because it's just born out of a gripping fear of actually facing reality. But yeah, I think mental health as a topic can never be overflogged. And you're right, you always know when you start to slip off the edge. I don't know too much about past experiences shaping a person because I think I have a different reaction to my past trauma. I have huge gaps in my memory from incidents that I do not recollect. I think it's something my brain does when it shuts out things that I don't want to remember. And maybe it's a coping mechanism that works such that I don't have to deal with more than I actually can handle, or it's a bad thing entirely. Recently, I met someone who told me things I forgot about myself and I didn't know how to handle it. But listening to this podcast episode, maybe I have been shaped in ways I don't realize by certain experiences, whether or not I recall. That's a journey that I have to take to find out. So thank you again for saying the difficult things. I'm so sorry about your friend. It takes a lot of strength to talk about the issues that are so personal to you, but somehow you've helped some other people deal with similar issues differently, and maybe you've influenced the outcomes in some way. I hope that you know that you do make an impact. Have a lovely day. You deserve it. Peace. Wow. Yeah, so I got that email probably like a week ago, and actually just thinking back on it, I realized that I have not even responded to this email. So I have to do that once I finish this particular episode. Wait, I remember reading the email and I was just like, wow, I didn't even know what to say. Like, I didn't know how to respond because it was a lot at the moment when I got it. But yeah, man, like, yeah, it can be tough, but I really appreciate everyone who sends me emails. There's some other emails on here that I have not read and I'm not going to read because, you know, like, they're long and some are personal. But to everyone who sends me like an email or a message, like, I appreciate you guys. But this particular one, I think, was really important. For several reasons, and I'm just honored and I'm blessed and I'm glad that, you know, like, people who listen find some kind of help and closure. That's what this is about. It's not about popularity, it's not about being the best podcast. Like, it's none of that, man. It's just like, in my own little way of helping people, if I can do that, I will, and I will do that for as long as I can. So yeah, thank you for the email. Keep the emails coming, and anything I can do to help, I will be more than glad to help and more than happy to put in my own share of helping people. Yeah, by the way, sorry, like, I was repeating stuff. Like, I'm wearing my glasses, man, and my glasses are all the way across my room. Like, I'm about to walk down to get my glasses. That's just, by the way, I might be getting old. Maybe I'm admitting that I might be getting old. Jeez. Like, I actually, like, wow. Anyways, guys, so to today's episode. Now, just a quick background, right? So, I, you know, like, my parents actually live in Ibadan. Like, that's where I'm from. I'm from Oyo State, right? I'm proudly from Oyo State. And my parents don't live in Lagos with me, they live in Ibadan. But I'm here with my brother, right? And I remember, like, when I was moving to Lagos, like, I was kind of excited, right? But at the same time, I was kind of like, I had a lot of reservations about moving to Lagos. So I would ask my brother random stuff. I asked my brother just crazy questions. Like, oh, what is this like? Oh, what is that like? Oh, what is this like? You know, how do people drive? Are people crazy? Like, if you bash a G-Wagon, what happens? That's my brother, like, the craziest stuff. And my brother would do, like, yeah, just relax. When you finally get here, like, you know, you get used to it. And so, like, moving here, what, 2 years ago, I think it was, like, finally, because obviously, like, I'm the last child in my family, right? We're four. I have two amazing big brothers, like, the most amazing men that I probably know in my life. And obviously, like, my sister, who is, like, I don't know, she's just like, my sister is God in a person, if you can put it that way. Like, I have the most amazing family and most amazing siblings. But I'm the last child, right? So I had a lot of protection when I was coming up. You know, my parents used to protect me from a lot of stuff. My siblings protect me from a lot of stuff. And so eventually when I had to leave the house, I had to leave my parents because I was done uni. And I had to, like, come and start working, do law school, all that stuff, like, my mom kind of, like, she wasn't scared because she was like, oh, you know, like, she thought she knew she did a good job with me, right? And my parents, like, thankfully, like, God helped them. So in their minds, they had, like, a good son, you know, someone who could, you know, mature enough. But the only reason why they were actually at peace with me moving here alone, as it were, without them being here, was because, like, they were like, oh, your brother is here. Like, my older brother was here. And that's my eldest brother, who is, like, again, such an amazing man. So they're like, okay, you'll be your brother, right? So that's fine. Not knowing that my brother was going to be like, and my brother looks after me, I can't even begin to speak enough about my brother. But not knowing that my brother was going to be like, hey, yeah, grown man, yo, anything, just be accountable, don't be mad, anything you want, just do. But you're going to have to figure life out. I will help you when I can. I'll tell you what you need to know. I'll do what, if I need to send you money and I have, I'll give it to you. Like, that's my brother. My brother's like, but just don't stress me. Like, you're not a kid. Like, you're not, I'm not your dad. I'm not your mom. Like, you have to figure things out by yourself. Like, if you go out, you have to be responsible enough to get back by yourself. Like, if you drive, like, that's how my brother was when I came here. And I moved to Lagos with him. And he was just like, you know what? You'll be fine. So I had to kind of like do some figuring out by myself when I moved to Lagos, right? And some things were just so, gosh, some things were just so strange about this place, man. Like, some things were just so strange. Like, obviously, like, I'm well-traveled and everything, but, like, living in Lagos is different from actually just coming every now and then for a show or for, like, to see your parents, to see your siblings, or to just come for, like, just to, you know, mess about. Like, it's different when you actually live in this place, like, living your entire life. Like, it's a different feel entirely. It's not like going to England, like to London for holiday, or just going, like, no, or going to China, just, no, it's actually like living here. And I found out there were like some crazy stuff when I moved to this place. So this episode, I'm going to speak about five craziest things about Lagos to Misha, right? Now, the first thing that I think everybody knows, this goes without saying, is the traffic in this place. Bruh, what is the traffic in Lagos? Like, I promise you, like, every time I'm stuck in traffic in this place, I'm just like, because I happen to be quite claustrophobic, so every time I'm stuck in traffic, I'm just like, please just take me home, I want to go home, please just take me home, like, I can't do this. Like, let me just get down and start walking. Traffic in Lagos is insane. And the stupidest thing about this is every time I'm in traffic, I always try to keep an eye out for what exactly is causing the traffic. Now, I've come to find out that most times it's some stupid person who's just doing something stupid at the wrong time that's causing the traffic. Like, there's usually no real cause for the traffic. Maybe someone is trying to go through one way, or the buses are trying to go through one way, or somebody is trying to, or there's one event center somewhere that didn't create enough parking space, so people are now parking on the road. So a road that's meant for cars that are supposed to be going, you've used half of it for people that are parking to enter one event center. Like, are you people okay? Like, why? Well, for what? If you're going to create an event center, create enough parking space. Like, it's just common sense, but no, in Lagos, they lie. You must park on the road. You must park on the sidewalk. You must park. Crazy people. And to make it worse, when somebody that has patrol van and one big car is coming, those ones too will now carry their stupid heads and be blowing the siren from behind. So everybody that's in traffic that's very frustrated, because either you're stuck in traffic and somebody's moving mad and you can't find the plantain chips guy, you now have another guy already angry. Another person behind you is now stupidly blowing one siren and shouting, hey, come off the road. Like, why are you guys mad? Everybody relax. Like, just relax. Nobody will beat you if you just stay in one position and be going. Or worse still, stupid guys with the siren and the patrol van will now go and oppose traffic. They will now go on the oncoming lane or the ongoing lane. They will now go there and now trying to make another. I'm just like, you guys, man. Like, patience is so key. Look, I won't have a problem being in traffic if everybody's obeying the traffic laws, and like the traffic light is the one that's saying, okay, stop, and then there's a gridlock, and then go, and then you go. Like, I don't have a problem with that one. That you can't legislate for it. But the one where maybe somebody has broken down, they will now sit down inside their car and we say, I'm waiting for my driver. Hello? What's going on? Or or somebody bashed somebody's car. Your car is not even that big. Somebody will now bash your car. You two, you now come down and be raising shoulder. Ah, you bash my car. Ah, what's your insurance number? Like, you people are all mad. You now park in the middle of the road to be arguing and to be shouting back and forth. Stupid last man people will now come and now continue the argument. I'm just like, gosh, Lagosians. Guys, it's not that deep, right? You see what happens is, if someone should bash you, and they bash you, two of you, just carry your car to the side of the road. Yeah? Carry your car to the side of the road. Go and park on the side of the road and be dragging each other, be following each other and be arguing. If you make an event center, create enough parking space inside so that people can actually what? Park inside. Like on this Awolowo Road. Now, every time I was going to Tasty to go and buy their meat pie, because I won't lie, Tasty's meat pie is like probably like the best thing. Tasty and chicken probably, man, their meat pie is mad. Tasty on Awolowo Road, they don't have parking space. That space can only park six cars for a whole ass eatery. Can only park six cars. Every time I go to that place, I'm always just so mad because, like, if I want to buy tasty food or meat pie, I'll have to go and do a U-turn somewhere, park my car somewhere else, then I'll walk down if there's no parking space. Because imagine being on a Willow Road, everybody's already mad on that road. They now want to enter Tasty. You now start indicating, oh, I'm turning right. And you now wait for, they will just abuse you. So there's no point. I don't want to talk about Third Mainland Bridge because that's another one. Then another one that now, this one that is even coming back, I'm already angry. It's that Lekki Tollgate one. First of all, moments of silence for the deceased. Okay. Lekki Tollgate. When that thing used to be operational, I won't lie, I've seen something. Like, I've sat at that tollgate for close to 30 minutes before. And apparently that's even nice. Like, just the traffic that's building up. Like, why are we still paying tollgate fee in 2021 or 2020 for something that's been in existence for how many years? Why? You now click your card. You now wait again for the thing to open. You now go. You close it again. I'm just like, you guys, like, man, Lagos. Then somebody that wants to now carry convoy with four cars, each of the four cars must pay tollgate fee. So the first one will go, you tag, you now wait in front. Second one will go, tag, you now wait for the third one. I'm just can you not see the madness that ensues in this place? Like, people actually do not think. People fail to think in this Lagos place. Everybody will now be trying. The worst thing is there's now exact fare lane. You now see some stupid people that don't have the exact fare. They will now enter exact fare lane. When they now get there, they'll now be asking for change. Or God, it says exact fare lane on top. Or people that, it will say card only, e-card only lane. People that don't have e-card, they will go, they will give in cash. So people with their own e-card, they've not topped it up, but they know they've not topped it up, but they will still enter e-card lane. Now say, how many posts, it is not working. Wahala. Everybody now is stuck in traffic. Omo, I've seen things in this Lagos, man, and I can't lie, traffic is the one thing, and I do not miss. I remember the time, I didn't know what concerts we were going for, I don't know which one it was, but people actually were, like, I'm not joking, people were parking their cars on the road to go for this concert, and they were paying, oh my gosh. If you see, hi, Quilox, hi, man, when people are going to Quilox and then they have to park their cars, God of mercy, man, you just see a car trail all the way from Quilox. That was Zumba, it didn't just be long. I'm just like, guys, it's not that deep, man. Or when you want to go to club in the evening, you get there's no parking space on the normal deal, no parking space. People will enter, they want to come out. So the people that are trying to come out plus people that are trying to enter, they will be jamming each other. You now see gridlock. So you want to go to club, you get to club by 1 o'clock, you spend another 30 minutes at the car trying to park your car. Spend another 30 minutes when you come out to try to get out of the car. Oh, man, like, guy, I don't go to club again. I can't last. I went to club, okay, I went to club recently, but that was just because a friend drove me and I was there for like 30 minutes max. But like, I beg, like, people that go to club, I don't envy you guys at all. only when I go to go and eat. That's why if I have a reservation, I'm like, okay, we're going to eat at 8 o'clock. I'll tell my guys, 7 o'clock, I beg, everybody leave your house, because we'll spend at least 30 minutes in traffic. Another thing is, in Lagos, if something's at 8, don't even bother trying to get there for 8. Get there for 10, 15, because nobody must be there at 8. I went for a dinner yesterday. They said things started at 7. 9:30, people are not still there. I'm just like, this is bollocks, man. If I'm meeting at 9:30, where am I supposed to sleep? Anyways, so that traffic one in Lagos, or more, it be real tense. Like, it's not for the faint-hearted. Second thing that I noticed crazy about this place is the housing system. Look, man. Lagos housing, yeah, is a joke. Is a scam. Like, it's actually a scam. Every time I open my Instagram, right, well, when I was active, I should say, and I see all the Mazuri towers, like Yaja property, you will see they will put houses on Birdenau, houses in Eco Atlantic. You see house 500 million. 750 million, 4 bedrooms, parking space that cannot take more than 5 cars, swimming pool that's inside, but swimming pool itself is tiny. You now do the conversion to dollars, take that money in dollars, go and buy, you can buy a ranch in America, somewhere in Texas. You now come and use that same money to come and buy a 4-bedroom house in Lagos. You now don't have clean water. You pay for water to be purified. You pay for purification of water. You pay estate dues as per estate security. You will now be paying electricity tariff, electricity fee. If you have inverter, you're lucky. Then your house and your neighbor's house is next to each other. Everything your neighbor is doing, you'll be heading to your house. And you're paying 700 million, 500 million. Or more. People are suffering in Lagos. Just tell you guys. Some my friend was saying, oh, Ade, it's because I was telling, oh, Ade, because you can't afford it. No problem. Even if I could afford it, why would I go and pay 700 million, 500 million for a house? I don't even have garden in my house. More garden. Garden is one small place at the back that you can't even fit 50 people there. And I'm paying 500 million naira. I think, where was it that I saw one? I think I saw one in the Eco Atlantic, right? I don't remember how much it was, but it shot equated to like 1 billion. It was like in a penthouse, right? Equated to 1 billion, right? Yeah, really 1 billion. I think it was like a 3 or 4 bedroom apartment. 1 billion. Nah. Yeah, yes. 3 or 4 bedroom apartment for 1 billion naira. And he says, come on, someone's come and buy the house. I mean, of course, it was a smart house, you know, in quotes, smart house. You know, lights, when you enter, the lights will just come on, bah, you clap your hand, you cut. But 1 billion for 4 bedrooms. 1 billion naira. People are mad in Lagos. Let me just tell you guys. You guys don't know. Your parents are rich and you are well-to-do and they happen to have like a nice house and everything. Just then go for it. But the one that wants to go and buy a house, that's why I want to buy a house. Not that you buy land and you build your house. Mm-mm. You want to go and buy a house. My advice, I'm not a good financial expert, but my advice is that you rent a house in Lagos, pay rent, and then you build land somewhere. Buy land somewhere, and you go and build your own house. Because the one that you buy a house for 700 million, and you have only 5 bedrooms, and you still pay for water, electricity tariff, you pay for all those things, purification of water, you still pay estate dues, and you'll not be able to park up to 10 cars inside a 700 million naira house. It's madness. My Lagos is coming out. Your driveway that we can only put one car will now be inside. You now go out. You save. It's not them that will provide you. You now go and provide shade. You now go and put shade for your own car. You now have another one inside. That's number two. You now have another number three inside. So you can only park like 3 or 4 cars. Your sitting room will now be small. You now give another living room upstairs. Why do I need 2 living rooms? One upstairs, one downstairs. What's the difference? Then your bedroom. Marble floor, max. One big TV in your bedroom, max. Every room is ensuite, great. 700 million. Okay. Restaurants, this is about restaurants in Lagos. Now, there's some good restaurants in Lagos, I can't even lie. Like, there's some solid restaurants in Lagos, like some solid ones. For example, Chicken Republic. Just joking, man. I mean, there's some solid restaurants there. I'm not good with food, but you know, I know a couple of them that are actually solid. I mean, of course, you have like the RSVP, you have the Shiro, you know, at least you have some. You know, there's one. Ah, what's that one that I went to tell you? Ox. At least you know when you go there, you have good food. Then there's one Japanese one. Of course, what it's called now. Izanagi. When you go there, at least you know you eat some good chow. But my problem with them is still what you see on the menu and what you get is not the same. That's just my only problem. Like, sometimes there's a correlation, but more often than not, what you see on the menu is not what you get. You see something Japanese, something noodles with shredded, something spicy that I don't even know what they say because I'm not even a food guy. Then you come and see ordinary noodles that they just put grass on top. They now sprinkle curry on the side. And now put one, and now like haba. Or you see sushi, they now give you rice with something. They'll now draw those W with sauce on top of it. They'll now say that's, and you're now going to pay $15,000, $20,000 for that food. It can't be me, man. Like, it can never be me. Like, I've done it before. I'll just go home feeling angry. And I get home and I'm just like, I'm still hungry. This can't be for me. Like, you just can't. Maybe because I'm not a food guy, right? Like, I'm not very adventurous with my food. My food, I like to eat what I know. And partly because I have a sensitive, very sensitive stomach. And because, like, I'm just not that adventurous guy. At least not when it comes to food, man. Like, what I know, I like. Me, if I eat something now, I'll have a running stomach for the next 2 days. Me, fair. Because I don't want. But put aside that bias, there's so many times when you go to Lagos restaurants, right? And food is just so expensive. If you're giving me great food that is expensive, I don't mind. But expensive and, like, it's just like, this is substandard quality. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. This is badly made food. Like, this is bad behavior. Don't think that because you have a foreign chef in front of me, then therefore you can put a premium on my food. Naji, Yabeji is outside. You can come and make the food that you're making. Like, I don't need all this, you know, kidding. Like, you just, if you're giving me proper food, give me proper food. Let me eat my food and be going. One time I went to my friend, everybody was eating all these funny ass things, man. And I was just like, guys, I beg, club sandwich, and I'm out. Like, let's do this. Also, another thing about Lagos is like the cocktails, the restaurants. Now, you go to a restaurant thinking, oh, I want to eat and I want to be out. It so happens that restaurants, most people end up leaving restaurants drunk than they do when they go to the club because every drink in that restaurant, every cocktail is going to be so strong. Why so strong? Long Island, so strong. Why so strong? Like, guys, we're here to eat food. Like, everybody should calm down. It doesn't need to be so strong. Drink it. Like, small. So restaurants in Lagos, I'm like, those ones, they shock me. There's one restaurant that I went to, I shall not name the restaurant because I'm sure there's some people that catch feelings if I name the restaurant, but I shall not name. And they gave me, they gave me, I can't remember the drink that they gave me, but they gave me one drink and I was halfway and I was really feeling dizzy. The worst part is my food hadn't even yet come. Bruh, people need to be careful, man. Anyways, beyond restaurants, is just the people in Lagos, honestly, the lifestyle in Lagos. This one, I can talk about this one for days because this is what me and my friends talk about almost every single time we're together. Now, let me start with the work life. Lagosians have a very terrible work and family life dynamic. There's no real work-life balance. Like, it's either you're working your ass off, language, or you're at home and you're not doing jack. But that hardly ever happens. So most times you're at work, you leave your house. Somebody in my office leaves his house at 5 a.m. in the morning. 5 a.m., guys. 5 a.m., people are still doing sacrifice. 5 a.m., somebody is leaving his house to get to work for 8. Ah, God. Can never be me. Amen. 5 a.m. people waking up in the office, working crazy hours. Probably not leaving the office till like 6, 7, maybe. Leave the office at 7. They probably don't get home till like 9 because of, again, number one, stupid traffic. You repeat that every day. If you're unlucky, you work on the weekends. Extra hours that they do not pay you for. And you want to have a work-life balance. It's not possible. Look, you're not enjoying. My friend's dad always tells, Carver's dad always tells us this all the time. You're not enjoying your life if all you do is work. And then on the weekend, you think you have, I'll just use that and I'll just go and, you know, relax. You'll be too tired on the weekend to even work anything. All of it, I think you're boiling out because you're working crazy hours and then on weekend you go to beach and you enter speedboat and you now come back and you say, oh, have a great weekend. And on Sunday, you not go to church. You're suffering. You're killing yourself. Your money's not working for you. You're working for money. And that's one of the quickest ways to die. There is really no real work-life balance in this place, man. Like, everybody just wants to overwork you and then everybody just wants to overplay. Nah, there has to be a balance between the two. Then the overplay one, I'm not judging anybody because it's not my business, but this is just my take on things, man. Like, people that be going out every weekend, you see that, you know them. Malosi Club, wanna turn up, or Pop Shisha, Pop Champagne, I say Pop Shisha, Pop Champagne, or just be turning up, you know, every Friday, Marines in the club, they see you in the club, all those. Like, if that's what works for you, then great. Like, I have no problem with that. Like, that's great for you. But point is, like, you have to establish a balance, man. Like, they can't be finding you, or they should not be finding you in the club every single Friday, every single Saturday. Your body's always, like, you always just want to be in the club. Oh, where are we going? Where? Again, unless, like, your lifestyle, you're a celebrity and that's your life, that's how you make your living, great. But I just think that there needs to be a balance to everything that you do. Sometime, you know, take some time to rest. Like, in December, oh, my word. December, like, is every night back to back. People are going out from one concert to another party to another concert to another this one. And I remember, I think it was, okay, last year was the pandemic, but maybe it was like 2 years ago when I tried that. And at some point, I was just like, wait. Like, this is madness. Like, you know when you've done too much that you're too tired to even go anywhere, but you still convince yourself that, I know my guys, but they have to go. That's when you know you're finished. Like, just relax. Stay at home. Some days, some weeks, stay at home. Some months, just every Saturday, just come home. Buy yourself a nice dish. Buy pizza. I don't know. Go chill with someone and just relax. Like, in your house by yourself. Clear your mind. Purge yourself of all the madness that's going on. Detox everything. And then we push again. But that lifestyle one where everybody's trying, not everyone's trying, but everyone wants to sort of like live that, you know, fast life. And no, today we're going to spend 800k at the club. Today we got one more. It's not for me. And I personally think it's crazy. Following closely to that point of the lifestyle being crazy is this flex on you lifestyle. Now, like my friends would say, Ade, when we have millions, when we have money, we will do the same. And I always tell them, I beg to differ. I'm well exposed and I've been in touch with a great significant degree of wealth. And I do not think that making a show of my wealth is something that appeals to me. I just don't think it does. And I find it crazy where people try to, you know, it's one thing where you do things to be comfortable. It's another thing to do things to show off, right? Big difference to me. Like, this is just me thinking. This is just me. And I don't care if it sits well with you, but this is just me. If I can go to a hotel and pay 50,000 naira, right? And be comfortable, have a great night, great service, everything. I would rather do that than go to a hotel and pay 200,000 naira. And the difference in service is what? Maybe they just put lidon on top of my food when they are giving it to me. And they have their name written in the pool. Like, to me, that's insignificant. To me. But this idea of, oh, I went to that place. Oh, I went to that place. Oh, I've been there. Oh, I wear this. Oh, I have this phone. Oh, I drive. It's not for me personally. I don't know how to relate with that level of, you know, like, I just don't know how to do it. And thankfully, like, none of my friends are like that too, because I have some very, like I said, I'm very well exposed, and I have some very wealthy friends, and it's just like, those things don't appeal to me, they don't appeal to them, and it works for us. But I'm, again, this episode is not for me to judge anybody. Please, everybody, do your own. If you want to go anywhere, do it. It's not for, like, I'm not, I'm just telling you that to me, I find it crazy how people have an obsession with showing off wealth, and people have an obsession with living stupidly, and what's the word? Let me call it stupid, because I said I shouldn't be judgmental. People have an obsession with living overly, what's the word, luxurious lifestyles just to show off, right? Doesn't work for me, and I think it's crazy, and I think it's an obsession, and I think it's an addiction that people should pull away from. And I just find it really upsetting in the sense that it disturbs me. It doesn't sit well with me. I think everybody should just relax, man. Like, you don't have to show off. Like, it's okay. I mean, no, you have money, yeah? You don't have to show off. All that competition. And that's all this competition that now makes people do stupid things. Like, you're going to start doing cutting soap. You're going to start doing that one where, let them even go there. Well, Sha, I just find the lifestyle, the competitive lifestyle, the urge to want to show off, to want to flex on everybody, I just find it really upsetting, man. And just doesn't sit with me. Like, wait, just, sorry I'm hammering on this, man. But like, when I was a club guy, I used to go to club a lot, man. All of us had the club. We all entered the club at the same time. We all came into the same music. DJ is playing music. Then all of a sudden, you said Undertaker music. They will now bring sparkler. They now come and bring one big bottle. They'll now be shining sparkler in front of the bottle. They'll now be turning around. As far, this one has bought Don P. Or this one has bought Ace of Spades. They'll now be shouting, dun, dun, dun. Why did they stop my music? Why are you stopping my music? Allow the guy drink his thing. Give him his drink. Play our music. Let's be going. Not the one that, because he's now buying one, you know, we're about to make. That thing pisses me off, man. That thing pisses me off. And that's what everybody like. You now write your name on the club. What that thing called? You now write your name on that thing. You now say, oh, shout out, whatever your name is. Shout out, Adi. To Don P. You just bought Ace of Spades. Yeah, man. Shout. Madness. Say straight up madness. Anyways. So, I won't get as beat. The last thing that I think is just crazy about Lagos is I don't understand how one man literally runs this entire city. It still baffles me till today. One man in Ibadan, in Oyo State, there used to be a guy that used to kind of like, he was the godfather of Oyo State. He was like, everything that happened in Oyo State went through that guy. Everything. Like, think, you can't, if one of the road people that drive taxis, local taxis, if one of them wanted to maybe buy another taxi, or wanted to, I don't know, promote somebody from maybe like head of one local government's taxi union to another, he would know. That's how it was in Ibadan, in Oyo State. Hey, that guy used to run everything. And the same thing happens here in Lagos, man. It just baffles me how one guy basically controls the entirety of Lagos. It baffles me. Especially when the person is not even the person in power as by holding a governmental office. It just baffles me. And I think it's really crazy. And I think that, you know, for whoever, I don't know, whoever benefits from it, great, like, do you, man. Like, I'm not here to say, to speak negative about anyone. I'm just here to say that it's just, to me, it's crazy. Very crazy. And Nigeria, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do, man, because it's looking like it's another story for another day. But yeah, man, I think it's just crazy how everything, they always say, oh, this particular person has to, you know, is involved, you know, the lion, or I don't know what they call him now. Just find it very crazy. And amongst the other things I've said, that's one that sticks out to me the most, because I feel like it's the most important thing. And until that narrative changes, Lagos is going to be doomed. It's not a bad confession, just the reality, man. until that thing changes, upon all the powerful people that we have in Lagos, upon all the wealth that we have in Lagos, you still cannot do anything in this Lagos without that approval. Take it from me. Ask your daddies, ask your mommies. Once do anything in Lagos, whether it's land, whether it's shop, whether it's transport, just ask your parents. Mommy, I want to do this. You want to do this. Who do you have? You cannot do it. As long as it requires governmental approval. Even if it doesn't, you still come and put those inside and say, but yeah, man, it is what it is. A cool new badger. Guys, that's my episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. As usual, leave a rating, comment if you want to. Send me an email at theupsidepodcast@gmail.com. Always looking forward to hearing back from you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Subscribe, share, if you will. And right before I go, though, just to point out to you guys that season one is going to end in a couple. I think I have two or three more episodes, and then season one is going to end. So for the last episode of season one, I want to kind of like do like a Q&A session. So if you have any questions, send me your questions. If you have any, comments, just send me. I'll be answering any questions as I can. I probably have a couple of my other guys around to help me answer the questions. So yeah, have any questions, send me your questions at theonsidepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me. No, actually, send me an email. Don't reach out to me. Just send an email. Email's fine. Send me an email at theonsidepodcast@gmail.com and I'll be answering your questions at the last episode of season one. Then take a break and then come back for season two. God willing. Thank you guys for listening. It's the Onset Podcast. See you guys in the next episode. Peace. Money no dey come. Them get to say money no dey come. I feel like I am. Them get to say money no dey come. That's it. Money no dey come. Them get to say money no dey come. What's that?